it's sort of been overrun. It's too densely populated with students. I mean, when I lived there, there were a lot of students there, but there were a lot more residents as well, and the place was better looked after. And students sort of knew where to draw the line. You know, they didn't trash the place the way it's trashed now. I think generally students are a lot worse behaved now, and that sort of, you know, there's like a microcosm of that in the Holy Lands. You know, really badly behaved students are all living, you know, in the Holy Lands, and sort of think that they can do what they want. And residents have moved out, so it has become more about, you know, being a student village rather than a mixed community where students have to sort of integrate a bit, and respect the fact that other people who are maybe working, trying to bring up families, elderly people, you know, they've moved out, and the landlords have sort of taken over and turned all these reasonably small houses into houses of multiple occupancy, just cram more students in. It just doesn't work. It really just doesn't work. I don't think it's necessarily all the students' fault. I mean, the accommodation was made available to them, so what were they going to do? You know, then if there was a shortage of accommodation in other parts of the city, there was cheaper accommodation in the Holy Lands, then of course they're going to go there. So it was sort of bad planning, you know. So that's probably down to planning policy as well, the fact that the planning departments allowed these houses to be turned into, you know, houses of multiple occupancy when they should have been kept as houses. Because now what you have is, you have a whole load of houses that only students want to live in. Like, no family or no other type of person other than the student would want to live in those houses of multiple occupancy. They've got no living room, you know, they've been totally set up for students. So I sort of blame the policies that allowed that to happen. I blame landlords, and then students have just behaved very badly, and that's what's forced residents out. It's just become a really unwelcoming place to be.